Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of mourners gathered at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul to say the final goodbye to fallen Philadelphia Highway Patrol officer Andy Chan. Chan died 2 weeks ago, 6 years after he was seriously injured in a vehicle crash on his way to work. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
As mourners, including police officers and officials from Philadelphia and around the region, gathered at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul to pay their respects to Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel made an announcement during the services.
Today, I'm honored to bestow the Medal of Excellence, possibly upon Officer Andy Chan.
Bethel described what is expected of the awardees.
Performing their duties with outstanding skill, enhancing community partnerships, performance beyond the requirements of a normal work assignment. Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not describing Officer Andy Chan, then I don't know who that is.
Chan joined the police force in 1996, working in the 39th District, and moved to Highway Patrol in 2004. Then on his way to work in 2019, he suffered a traumatic brain injury in a vehicle crash. Chan's wife, Tang, gave her husband a final goodbye on behalf of all of his loved ones.
Andy, your family, loved ones, and I, your brothers and sisters in blue, will help to carry the torch that you lit so brightly. May we keep your legacy alive. Farewell, my love, until we meet again.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
The executive director of a New Jersey-based LGBTQ plus advocacy organization is facing charges of child endangerment and assault, according to court documents. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
An affidavit of probable cause from the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office says that officials were made aware of abuse allegations against Christian Fuscarino, executive director of Garden State Equality, on November 20, 2025. Fuscarino is referred to as the resource parent of a boy and is accused of hitting that boy in their Neptune City home. The child's age was redacted. The affidavit states that on November 9th, Fuscarino pulled the boy from his bed and appeared to hit him across the face multiple times, say something, then hit him again. Authorities say the boy's other resource parent brought him to Monmouth County Child Advocacy Center for a forensic interview, but during that interview, there was no disclosure of physical abuse. On November 20th, another resident said he witnessed Fuscarino hit the boy, then intervened. A home recording system captured video of the incident. At some point after the incident, officials say Fuscarino informed his resource worker there was a, quote, episode of physical contact, end quote, but didn't go into further detail. Afterwards, the Department of Child Protection and Permanency acquired video of the incident and contacted the prosecutor's office. Fuscarino has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child and assault. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Jury deliberations continued this morning in the trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small, accused of abusing his teenage daughter. The defense and prosecution wrapped up their closing arguments yesterday. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the update from the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Each side took about an hour to make their final case to the jury, highlighting evidence they believe tells the true story. Both urged the jury to believe their version of the events and accused the other side of lying. Prosecutors said the daughter was incredibly brave to speak out in court about the alleged abuse, and she has nothing to gain by lying about what happened to her and showing photos of her body that depicted numerous instances of physical abuse. They said her father has everything to lose if he's convicted. The defense says multiple exams showed no evidence of physical abuse, asserting it never happened. They also said it's telling that the prosecution never called up the daughter's boyfriend to testify because they said it's all bogus and that he has a $2 million suit pending against the city. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Eagles tight end Kylan Granson often has to read defenses, but now he's helping kids at a Delaware County elementary school learn to read books. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, he's doing it through a special program that brings books in the schools.
Kylan Granson has a love of reading that started when he was young. That's why his nonprofit KG's Kids centers around young readers.
Our main purpose is to provide books and literacy resources to kids in any school that have a need.
Kylan's dad, David Granson, who's also the CEO of the organization, made a stop at Garrettford Elementary School in Drexel Hill Tuesday, where they had a free book fair for the first through fifth graders.
My wife handpicks every title. They're grade level appropriate. They're titles and books with characters and stories that represents the students. The goal is to come through and give every kid in the school two free brand new books.
Cardaman Diaz, a third grader at Garrettford, who took part in the free book fair.
That it's interesting.
That's how he described the books he walked away with.
Fart Quest, The Dragon's Dookie, and The Alien Next Door Trick or Treat.
Kylan plans on visiting the kids next week, where they can discuss those books he provided to them. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.